And I had a water ship on the porch and kept a water bucket there and I dip on the porch. And in the summertime, when you want cool water, you throw that water out and go to the well and draw a fresh bucket out the well. And we put our milk down the well to keep it cool, keep it from souring. And when you go out hunting, kill squirrels in the thing, we only killed what we could eat that night because you couldn't keep them, you know, as far. You'd have to cook them right away. Didn't have no way to keep them. People don't know nothing today what they used to be. That hard time back on them. Didn't have no eyes. And later on, well, I never seen no ice cream till I got to be a big boy. And then they got to having these ice houses around. You used to go by, you'd get a big chunk of ice for a dime and milk them cows and make ice cream out of it. Times were getting better then.
What, this bucket, what was that made out of?
The well bucket? Well, I think it was galvanized on. It looked like it.
What about something made out of wood?
Water bucket, they make them out of cedar. Well, some people, these old dug wells, that's what they use for a bucket, draw water with sometimes. Them cedar buckets, tie a rope to it and let it down the dug well. Had a windlass, you know, with a handle on it, turn it and draw it up.
What's the difference between a bucket and a pail?
Well, I don't see any difference on that. It just got different names for them, like other things. It's the same thing to me. A bucket or a pail, same thing, I think. But people just call them different names.
What about the thing that you'd use to carry the food out to the hogs in? What you'd carry the food out to the hogs in?
A bucket and had a bale to it to hold a handle, you know. I called that the bale.
What'd you call that kind of bucket, though? You called it the...
Slop bucket. Yeah.
And did you ever hear the word dairy used to mean anything besides the big farm?
Dairies.
Did you ever hear a dairy being called a place out in the yard for storing milk? Or?
No, I didn't. Back on in them days, they didn't have no dairies around here. Later on, oh, they built dairies here and started to selling milk in the stores and shipping it off to them. On the train, used to put it in them 5 and 10 gallon cans and ship it on the train.
Where did y'all keep potatoes and turnips in the winter?
Well, we didn't keep turnips. We raised them, and but the potatoes, we banked them, made a bank, you know, and put dirt, hay on it, and pile dirt all over it, and put some boards over it, and then when you want them, you go down and dig them out. And sometime we had a big old barn there. We'd put 2-3 loads of hay in there and put some on the ground, pile a wagon load of two potatoes in there, and put a bale of two wagon load of hay over it and cover it up. And they kept pretty good that way all the winter. You didn't have no cold storage to keep nothing.
Say if you wanted to make a hen start laying, what might you put in her nest to fool her? A hen, if you wanted to make her start laying, what could you put in her nest to fool her?
Well, we put hay in there. You know, grass, like you cut for hay. Put hay in the nest. And we always did.
No, otherwise, Mr. Kirkwood, what would you put in a hen nest to fool a hen to make her think she had a nest egg?
Oh, a nest egg.
Yeah.
Put a nest egg in there. That it would be made out of glass, and I have seen them made out of wood.
Well, you could. I have seen them use other things.
And I've seen them use doorknobs, too, them old white doorknobs. Come off the door, put them in the nest, and sit lay.
What about, say, if you had a real good set of dishes, your dishes would be made out of?
China.
What about an egg made out of that?
Oh, egg made it. Well, I never did see a China egg, but I reckon I had them. Yeah.
Say if you had a big area of cotton planted, you'd call that the cotton.
Well, I'd call it acres.
A cotton what?
Cotton field.
What about something smaller than a field?
Well, it is called out a patch, cotton patch, if it just had a small patch. But if they had a big field, they'd call it cotton field.